Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, Wayne Rooney, what were you thinking, son? A red card on your 10th anniversary at Old Trafford. And the fans cheered it on. A beheading of a co-worker by a Muslim, and liberals are calling it workplace violence. Remember, we can't judge every Muslim by the actions of a few, but the same liberal that says that is going to judge every gun owner and want guns banned for the actions of a few. Also, will Ben Carson run for president? And what would liberals call September 11th if it happened again and they bombed us again and they took those two missing planes in Malaysia and slammed it into our buildings? What would the liberal media say or call it then? Conversation starts now. Hello and welcome to The Conversation, everybody. Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, except for rain, because it's the feast weekend, and can't have the feast weekend without rain. It's physically impossible. I've only missed a couple of the Feast of the Hundred Moons, and one, by Saturday, they were having the Indian National Guard were pulling people out with tractors, and so, yeah, it's welcome to the program, folks. First, if you wonder why I'm kind of speechless, it's because what was Wayne Rooney thinking getting a red card? Intentionally, I mean, you don't get someone in the top of their shin, near their knee, or higher on accident. He could have permanently injured him, the player. It's totally uncalled for. That red card was so right. I don't know if he's frustrated. I was leaving Goggleball. AWOL. Well, that's just me. I don't run the faithful Reds. I'm not the manager, but that would just be me. I'd be having some rusted out old Fiat and no floorboards, and that's when he'd be driving to the track every game to practice. Okay, you want to upgrade back to the car that you have? Go ahead, but till now, you're going to be in this rusted-up Fiat. I did this totally on call for me. Yeah, we won the game. Thank the maker upstairs. But I just, if anyone knows why, I don't get it. I really don't. Now on to a subject that's making headlines, at least in the conservative community. When a co-worker beheaded another worker, and the guy was Muslim, who is trying to be a jihadist type, you know, a terrorist, you know, in terrorism training, you know, to be a domestic terrorist to plot stuff at home. Liberal media has called them, it's a workplace violence. It's workplace violence. I don't get this crap. That's just, I don't, you kidding me? A guy that's trying to become a terrorist? And, oh, it's workplace violence. I wonder what they'll call a September 11th attack if we have another one. Which I think they're going to attempt stuff in this country. I guarantee it. Not when, but of course it's when. It's not if it's going to happen, but how are they going to do it? Are they going to do like they tried to do in Australia, behead people like they're doing now in the States. You know, because every single terrorist is a Muslim. But, see, we can't judge every single Muslim by the actions of the few. We can't do that, folks. It's wrong. But then explain to me why those same people aren't judging every single gun owner in the U.S. by the actions of one or two psychos and loony bins. Well, this kid was 17 years old. How you doing, John? I'm here in Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma, where this 17-year-old high school kid, he actually went into his parents' gun cabinet. I guess he was seeing all kinds of psychiatrists. Nothing was working. He's bipolar and all this stuff. And took out several semi-automatic weapons and went to a mall and started killing people. You know, I mean, when are we going to ban guns? We need to do this. Really? Well, this Muslim just bombarded all kinds of buildings. So why aren't we rounding up all the Muslims and sending them out of here? You want me to not have a gun because some kid or some adult, and that story was fictitious, by the way, but because of some psycho retard, you want to take my gun away, but if a Muslim was to kill 1,000 people with an airplane, oh, well, we can't judge all these Muslims based on one. Oh, well, then why are you judging me having a gun on everybody? You know, it's a double standard. This whole country is a double standard. The debt ceiling keeps rising and rising and rising, but both Democrats and Republicans want to lower the debt ceiling. Like my sister said, and I have to agree with it, you know, if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination for Democrat, she's president guaranteed no matter what. It don't matter. It's rigged. Where do you think Kennedy was killed? When he wanted to abolish the Federal Reserve and do things, you know, and just... That's all he was killed. Okay? The government is one big money laundering operation. That's all it is. What do you think all these politicians are coming in and staying in politics? They're not there. They're there for the money. They're there for the insider trading and all these things that they do that's legal for them, but not for me. And some of the things I say, some liberals would be, yeah, I agree with you, but then how many of them would actually sit there and say, you know what? I'm standing up. No, they don't stand up. I don't know many... I don't see many liberals, you know, saying, okay, hey, if my son went to school and he had a Made in the USA shirt and they told him to take it off, and I said, well, he must not be an American, because let me tell you, if someone told me that there were kids that are offended by other kids wearing U.S. shirts in school and in America, I'd be like, well, can you point them out, because I will go and help them pack. How can you support someone that doesn't support this country? I mean, there's an actual extremist who supports the death of American troops who's going to speak at Yale University. They're going to have someone at Yale University giving a speech that they're probably paying, who wishes death on our troops. That does not make sense. How can you support somebody that wants our military and our own citizens dead? That's wrong with this country. Oh, it's not. That's workplace violence. You know, see, a black and white killing each other has to be racial no matter what. No matter what. Has to be racial. They can't just kill each other out of something going wrong. Okay, this guy came into my house and I shot him. What would the liberal media say? White man atrociously attacks and kills unarmed black man. Well, first of all, he came onto my property. He came into my house, which is locked. Okay? Open. A white man intrusively guns down a black man. I mean, there was a lady crying about that in Texas that that happened. And this guy was a multiple felon. And like Limbeck said, and I'd say the same thing. Son, you come into my house uninvited, breaking and entering. You ain't getting a second chance if I feel threatened with my life. But liberals always have a way of spinning things. You know, when I was a kid, you got whipped, you got spanked by the school. Hold out your hand, I'm gonna whack your knuckles with a ruler. Guess what? You don't want the parents to find out because they beat your butt when you got home. Not now. I want my parents on the phone right now. Dad called the attorney to touch me. I'm suing. You know? That's what this country is. Sue happy. That's just what it is, I tell you. Just like that Tony Stewart incident now where that aunt of Mr. Ward, how dare they say that he was on marijuana and it caused all this, and Tony Stewart's gonna, I mean, basically the whole letter boils down to, okay, ching-ching, we're gonna, how can Tony Stewart be free? He should have been killed. My son died, okay. When they have multiple eyewitnesses, videos that show no fault, a mere accident. $50 million isn't going to bring your son back or your daughter back if they die. But whatever. That's just bull crap. You know, it's, you know, and it even, that's why I like the fact that at least non-denominational religions are at least starting to be a bigger thing because we're getting past the, well, you're not going to heaven because you're a Protestant, or you're a Baptist, or you're a Methodist, or you're a Greek Orthodox, or Russian Orthodox, or Irish Catholic, or Catholic, or Roman Catholic. You know, you are a believer in Jesus Christ. There you go. Welcome to our church. Now, there's a university church in West Lafayette that says, you know, we come together as a body of God, not by a shared belief in God, not by some rules and, you know, wow, it's just crazy, mind-boggling, you know, that where this country, oh, it hasn't changed. This country, okay, where's the PMRC? Why aren't they banning music? Because it's all the devil. I don't see them saying that Marilyn Manson's music is the devil. What did KISS stand for? Knights in Satan Service and AC/DC? After Christ, the devil comes. My whole point in this rant and what I'm talking about is we need to come together on what we believe and be realistic. If it's a terrorist incident, say it. Don't call it workplace violence if a Muslim is slitting someone's throat and chopping their head off. Call a spade a spade. Call a heart. You know, if it's a KKK member or if it's a Ku Klux Klan type person or like an Aryan Brotherhood and he killed a black person, okay, it's probably race related. But if it's not, stop this race card crap. It's just ridiculous. You know? But don't worry, I mean, Obama will take care of you. You know, I always say, trust the government and work for the Indians, the Native Americans. Work for them. You know, they got the good end of the deal. That's the easiest way to win any argument with a liberal. They start talking about stuff you say, and I say, you know what, sir? Trust your Democrats and the government because it works for the Native Americans and the Indians. Works for them. see how well, how far they get. Yes, sir. They got crapped on. But it's the truth. You know, we're not having the conversations we need to be having with our kids and say, hey, I don't like it any better than any of you. Sort of like the movie Full Metal Jacket when he's sitting there, you mean Aaron Margaret's not coming? Private Joker, maybe you want to sit there and make a joke of this, but, you know, our men out in the field want to have some good news, you know, and just kind of look at it like this. It's a big turd sandwich. We're all going to have to take a bite, you know. Glenn Beck doesn't want to do what he's doing. Ben Carson really, I don't think, wants to do what he's doing. He's made money. He can have a decent life. We do what we do, and I do my show like I do to educate people. I don't want to talk about Muslims slitting throats, you know? I don't want to talk about priests having sex with young boys. If you want me to stop talking about it, priests can't be having sex with young boys. They can't be molesting them. It's amazing, because I've seen this. And way back in the day, going back when he did radio programs, and he's on the radio, and, you know, his kids would track, one of his kids, two of his kids tracked what he predicted, and, okay, this song will be good, that song will be great, and it ended up being true for a lot of stuff. And what he said about a lot of things is true. That's coming to fruition. So I got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks, and will Ben Carson really run for president? I think he could. I just see another Kennedy. Someone wanting to come in and really make this country the way it should be, you know, and really be fiscally conservative and not just spend, 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 you know. I look at Ben Carson as another Kennedy. If he can become elected, if he can get the nomination, he'd be a target. The global world economy and how it's all set up, they would not want someone like him. It's a freaking money laundering operation, folks. It's what it really is. What do you think of career politicians? You know, because they're getting rich. Let me see here. We're going to give you $20 million for your political campaign. Then 5 months later, oh yeah, remember that $20 million bucks I gave you? Think about that when you're doing this e-cigarette legislation. You know. I mean, banning, you want to ban e-cigarettes and bars and all this stuff? Man, remember, I gave you $20 million. The whole government's corrupt. It is. But that's the problem. And you can, and Ben Carson would go in, but then I guarantee all these people say things, but then when they go in there, I say, well, look what this guy's doing, okay? What this guy's doing. The steak is, you get $10 towards your meal. The lobster's $20. You can get the lobster, just pay the extra $10. When you see all these people just not paying the extra $10 and still getting the lobster, you say, well, so I didn't do it. Someone's got to say, hey, wait. Why didn't any of you pay the $12 for the lobster with the truffle sauce on it? If it's plain, it's $10. If it's truffle sauce, it's $12. You know? People are just, you hear the same rigmarole from every politician. As soon as they get in, bam, signals change, and they start following the status quo. You know, it's almost like, huh, you think you're going to just come in here and change how we've been doing stuff for years? Huh, don't think so. There you go, and then you're back to ground zero. One guy that was going to change it all and earn, that was what kicks in, and there you go. And I believe that to be the truth. It's an old boys club. You know, you screw up as a doctor, you'll have people in the area that will, if they're your buddy-buddy, cover for you. They will. They'll cover for you. I've seen it happen. I've got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks, and I would really like to see Ben Ron, but I just wonder, I don't want another Kennedy. If I was running for prime time, I'd be like, okay, you want another phone? We're going to have a 2-hour prime. I want to get on MSNBC, and I'm going to do a prime time special. I'm gonna tell you all the dirt you're going to try to bring up on me. So like when in the movie 8 Mile, when Eminem did a rap in a battle dissing himself. Okay? I don't want this battle. I'm out of here. I'm going to tell these people something they already know about me. I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you what's up. I'd be like, see, I'm coming out and saying this. I guarantee you, I'll give you a laundry list of stuff that my opponent can say. Well, I want to see him come out and be honest and upfront. Nope, they wouldn't do it. Nope. Hillary Clinton, like my sister said, gets elected, she will get away. If she gets on the nomination, I guarantee you it's a 99% chance she'll become president. Because people in this country, where do 95% of the kids get their news? Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert. That's if they will get the news. I mean, when they go to college campuses and they just interview people, who do we win our independence from? China. Man, it's Russia, you fool. It ain't Russia. And that's the kids of today. Can't even say where we got our independence from. See, so what is the Civil War? Civil War, that's because the people in the South were really civilized and the people up North weren't, and the people in the South tried to convert the people up North to be more civilized. Okay, excuse me, but that's funny, but that's about how these college kids are nowadays. You know, they got a something, a tablet pad, 24/7. I mean, I work at a place where we hand write tickets. We're finally getting a building-wide POS system, but they can't write with crap because they don't write. All they do is text. They'll be next to each other. They'll be texting each other. Okay, you can't say, hello, I'm right beside you. Yeah? Yeah, I sent you a friend request on Facebook. Why didn't you reply? We're not friends? Sure we are. We're talking right now. Question mark friend. But you didn't add me as a friend on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in 3 weeks. Well, so we're not friends. Really? That South Park episode with the Facebook thing? That was hilarious. Old episode. But that's how this world is. If you're not friends, if you're not friends on Facebook, you talk on a iPhone, you don't communicate between each other. This world is changing, and that's my whole point of a lot of what I've been talking about. I mean, and a little way off the track side, no kind of thing. I was reading the New York Times online where the tobacco industries are going huge about the dangers of e-cigarettes and how, overdoing it. And why is this and why that and why this? And I'm like, I always thought that the e-cigarette, if it's just like the carrier liquid, glycerol, a flavoring, and nicotine, they were safer for you. I mean, nicotine's not safe, but it's safer than inhaling all those toxic chemicals that are in regular cigarettes. But they're putting all these massive warnings out there in these e-cigarettes, and the big speculation is, well, no one reads them anyways, and if you say, "Hey man, I got something, I got cancer or something happened to me because of e-cigarettes," they'll give you this. Well, if you read this little, if you get out your microfiche reader and you put this piece of paper in here, this is 80 pages of things that we warned you about how dangerous they are. That's what they believe, though. They want to be on the right side of history for the e-cigarette, so in case it does come out to be not even close to safe, because I guess they've tested some in California, and there's some of these, like, pre-made ones where it's like, you go up and you say, "Okay, I want this e-cigarette," and it's already preloaded, it's like a disposable, and you throw them away when they're done, that they're supposedly, you'd be better off smoking a Marlboro Red than some of these e-cigarettes. And I think we're too young into knowing how safer they are from regular cigarettes as opposed to how more dangerous they are. But I believe, like the article said, they believe they're just trying to get on the good side. So, hey, you can smoke it, but we'll make it glamorous and we'll glorify it, but we're going to cover our butts by having 75 million pages about how dangerous it is. That way, if you come to sue, hey, buddy boy, before you agreed to go to the website, you didn't read the terms and conditions. And there's 85 million pages of stuff about how dangerous it is and addictive it is. You didn't read it? How can you agree to something you don't read? Yeah? And I'd be like, I don't know, I don't read those when they like update someone says, "Do you agree to the terms and conditions though?" I mean, I'm assuming even for the use of it, not, you know, in terms of like having to involve me. Crazy how like that article just like floored me. That like the tobacco people are now like going extreme measures to say how bad e-cigarettes and how addictive they are and all that stuff. And just how the times are changing. You know, I really, unless they know something we don't and they tested this e-cigarette over and over like they did the normal tobacco and they're hiding that something that they found using an e-cigarette, you know. Because they did find out when they took the tobacco and they put over rats back in the 50s and did produce tumors. So, anywho, enough of that. I just want my listeners to just come together. You know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Got about 90 seconds left. I'm like, Sean, I think it's Matthew West. Do something, you know. I shook my fist to heaven and said, "God, why don't you do something?" He said, "I did. I created you. And you and you and everyone. This country was great because of entrepreneurship, of doing stuff and being. We have this country because imagine if the people now started this country. You mean to tell me I got to build my own house? I don't got an Obama condo. I got to build my own place. I got to, what? You know, because it's about a gimme, gimme, gimme society. It's about, you know, like I've said for years, on my show, the poverty rate has gone up since they fought the war on poverty. It was going down. It's an incentive to be on welfare, you know? I can buy cigarettes on welfare. I can buy tattoos on welfare. I can get a strip club. Use my e-debit card to tip the chicks. About 10 minutes left, folks. A little more, but and listening, let's get back this country to the way it was. God bless you all. Have a great day. And to those I'm going to see at the feast, and my girl, love you. God bless.